WeeB 108, Connecticut's best music variety. I'm Alan Lamberti. And coming up Saturday and Sunday, December 14th and 15th, we've got a very special show at the Fairfield Theater Company. It's Have Yourself a Jazzy Little Christmas. And with me right now are two of the stars of the show. I've got Keeney. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I've got Miss Claus, right?
Miss Claus with a Z.
Miss Claus with a Z.
Yes.
Now, this is part of the New Paradigm Theater's annual holiday tradition. Mm-hmm. So, how did it get started? What can we expect? Give me the rundown.
Oh, I've been a part of it ever since I started. I think there's been about six or seven.
Yes.
And they always feature me, which is so cute, all for cute. And we have a really nice following. I think it's more like a family show. And some of the same people show up every year, don't they, Kimmy, in the
yes.
audience? And every year I reinvent myself. There's something new I'm trying to do, but we enjoy it. There's 2 days, and we pack that place, and there's, and, you know, it's like a mini Radio City music hall kind of show. So there's singing, and there's dancing, and there's kids, and there's Broadway stars, and it's just a lot of fun.
Yes, and we learn a lot from the Broadway stars.
So there's actually Broadway stars in the show.
Yes, yes, and we learn a lot from them. Like, being side to side with Broadway pros is really, really good for us.
And Kimmy always gets a solo or two, which is great. There's about 15 to 18 kids, aren't there?
Yeah,
in
yeah.
the show, I've, young people?
I've been doing the show for a while. I actually started with my choir, the Bertort Boys Choir, I think 7 years ago.
I think that was their, when we were over at the Bijou in Bertort.
Yes, in their first show. And then I rekindled with them and did Oliver. Mm-hmm. And then I did their holiday show that year and got a solo. And then I started getting solos after that.
Now he's much taller now.
Yes. And much of a deeper voice.
Yes, he was a little soprano.
Yes.
That's very cool. So all of the, other than the Broadway stars, it's all local performers. It's mm-hmm. people from Fairfield County that are involved. Are they New Paradigm Theater members? How does it work?
Right. So we're the New Paradigm Theater Company is a 501c3 mm-hmm. nonprofit theater company, like a lot of them. It's just we chose not to have a permanent home base so that we can save money and continue to be a prosperous theater company. But even more than just producing shows, it's creating young leaders
yes.
through arts education and productions. And so many of our Broadway stars say that, mm-hmm. You know, they learn the most by being right on stage with those people. Then a lot of local adults really are a part of our summer show and our holiday show. So it's such a community effort.
Yeah.
And this year, actually, each of our summer shows, as you know, combines with a local social justice nonprofit mm-hmm. that reflects the theme. We've never done that for the holiday show, but this year we're doing it. P2P.
Wow.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Is gonna be ours, and we're going to collect
you.
Coats and hats and gloves and mm-hmm. things. So when you come see the show, bring those so we can give those to people who are in need.
And actually, NPT has an adult board and a youth board, and I'm a part of the youth board. And a lot of the youth board members end up doing the shows with us and learning from these Broadway pros.
And that's free because mm-hmm. they want to learn how to be board members.
Yes.
Wow, that's very cool. We're chatting with Keeney and Miss Claus. Have Yourself a Jazzy Little Christmas is coming to the Fairfield Theater Company. Two shows, Saturday night, December 14th, and Sunday, a matinee on December 15th. And where is NPT based out of?
Again, it's we chose to be virtually based
okay.
so that we didn't have that mortgage every single month. And we did our summer show at Black Rock Church, which is like a theater. It's gorgeous.
Yes.
And we do some of our shows at Fairfield Theater Company. We do our rehearsals at Emmanuel Church in Weston. We love them. They're our partners.
They're
amazing. We're co-producing this again this year. Last year we did West Side Story with Norwalk Symphony, and this year we're co-producing again with them, and we're going to do South Pacific going into New York this weekend, actually, mm-hmm. to audition the big stars. And so we like a lot of collaborations. We like a lot of co-partnerships, and of course we'll be at City Hall in Norwalk when we do that.
Nice.
And, yeah, we can float around.
And not only do we do the shows in Connecticut, but we also have a online show called Conversations with Keeney with BroadwayWorld.com, which I am the host of. And we interview Broadway pros and TV pros and people
and
like
radio
you.
Pros.
And radio pros.
I was going to say, yes. What about a radio pro?
To talk about young leaders in the community and how to build young leaders.
Man, you guys are all over.
Yeah, yes.
Well, and BroadwayWorld.com, I don't know if you know, that's like the biggest platform for all these professionals all over the United States. Mm-hmm. And actually, I think other places too, international.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
they're seeing, we're getting 400 or 500 hits every single time
we put up
an interview when we interview you.
We'll have the most hits for that one.
Yes.
So you travel all over. Are you based? So you said you're, I think you said you were from Bridgeport originally?
Yes,
or
I'm
currently?
From Bridgeport, Connecticut. And I do a lot of shows in Connecticut. I don't
He's
do.
He's 15.
Yes, I'm 15.
Oh,
yeah.
So you can't even drive yet?
No, not
Who's
yet.
Taking you to all these places?
My parents, my amazing parents, Stephanie Booker and Ade Tunji Tajuddin.
He is great parents.
Yes. Yes, they are amazing. Yes.
And I was looking at the website recently. You guys did something, I guess, as New Paradigm Theater with Kristen Chenoweth, with Stephen Schwartz.
Yes.
How did, what was that and how did that come about?
Okay, so we were asked to perform with Kristen Chenoweth. And of course, during rehearsals, they were like, Stephen's here. And we're like, who's Stephen? And Stephen Schwartz comes on stage to sing with Kristen Chenoweth. They sung For Good. And yeah, so it was very fun.
It's
we learned
for the
a lot.
Ridgeport Playhouse's gala.
Yeah.
And the artistic director, Kristen Huffman, got a call my alias.
Yes.
Got a call from the music director of the Her Broadway show.
Yeah.
And asking, could you put together a group from the New Paradigm Theater? And so our college intern, some of our young people, got the chance to perform with Kristen Chenoweth.
Yes.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. So Broadway stars galore are involved with NPT. Mm-hmm. And you and Ms. Claus, you mentioned that you've got South Pacific coming in 2020 and you're auditioning. So it's not like the Broadway, they really have to work to be involved with NPT.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. And people want to be now. Our name is getting out there.
Yes.
And a lot of people realize we're doing not just quality work, but a new template of how to work in the community. You know, because donations for anything, any nonprofit's hard to do. But with New Paradigm Theater Company, you're getting like a twofer. You know, you're helping a local nonprofit, which is going to be nice this year, which echoes the theme of South Pacific. I just announced that. We haven't announced that yet. and then P2P for ours, because that echoes kind of what we're trying to do. And so it's a new template. You give something to New Paradigm Theater Company, you're looking for an arts nonprofit to support, but in the same time, you're supporting another nonprofit too.
And not only do you work with Broadway pros on the stage, but also behind the scenes too. Our artistic director, Kristen Huffman, was in company on Broadway, and a lot of our behind the scenes directors.
Scott Bryce. He's Emmy nominee. He's on the board. He works with the kids.
And Paul Bulgave.
Yep, who's Grammy Emmy winners.
Yes.
He comes in and works with the kids, and we bring people up from New York just to do workshops with them too.
Yeah. That's got to be a unique experience for kids who really want to get involved with acting, to have access to professionals, to people that really, truly have the experience.
Sure.
I can't think of anything else that sort of offers something like that.
Yeah.
We think we're pretty unique. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's other places that have Broadway pros that'll work with the kids in classes and so forth. But sometimes they don't put them right on stage. I just feel like you learn more when you're elbow to elbow. We follow you around for a week or two or three, and we'd really learn a lot.
Well, sure.
That's what we do. Same thing with New Paradigm Theater Company.
And not only do we build young leaders in our community, but also in communities in other places.
Exactly. Yeah. It's, you know, it's a hard life being in the arts. So we like to encourage them, what you're learning through the arts, to become a leader in the community, a politician, a lawyer, a doctor, a teacher. Be those kind of leaders with the new thinking you're getting from being in the arts.
We're chatting with Keeney and Miss Claus with a Z. Have Yourself a Jazzy Little Christmas is going to be at the Fairfield Theater Company Saturday and Sunday, December 14th and the 15th. Now, Miss Claus, from what I understand, the other shows, the other holiday shows, you've had, I guess, your own sort of struggles.
Oh, I don't think they're struggles. I try to learn new things all the time during your doodles. I went to see the Hamilton, and I thought, I can totally rap. And so the elves always helped me, and then I hosted a TV show one year, and I was a cabaret artist, and I think I do all those things well. Last year, I ran for mayor of the North Pole with the red and green tidy.
And she won.
And I won.
Congratulations.
And we're making some good changes. Things are melting there, you know, so we gotta
climate
make sure
change.
Things go well. But this year, I met Chris Coogan, who is a big, famous jazz artist here in the area as well, and he's the music director for the holiday show. He said, why don't you try to make your jazz? Your jazz debut. So I've been working with him. We're calling him Nat King Cold. And he came to the North Pole, and he's teaching me jazz lessons.
Yeah.
And Keeney, what can we expect from you on stage on the 14th and the 15th? Is there, you know, you guys were hinting that you've got a solo every year. Do you have a solo this year?
Yes, I do have a solo this year. I'll be singing this Christmas.
And
as we trim the tree, oh, how fun it'll be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. And we're caroling through the night.
And this Christmas, it's early in the morning.
Yes, we'll be. We should be singing. It's Claws with a Z, not Claws with an S. Cause Claws with an S goes not Z. It's Z instead of S. Claws instead of Claws. Simple as can be. See, Miss Claws.
Wow.
Yes. That's my theme song.
Yes.
It'll be jazzier this year.
I mean, you just went right into that. You didn't need any warm-ups. You just were ready to go. I mean, yeah. I know we've been chatting for 10 minutes, yeah. but it's not like you were ready. And yeah. man, I certainly can't do anything remotely like that. So
he's a good voice.
Very, an
yes,
excellent
Kristen
voice.
Huffman is my vocal teacher. Yes, yes.
Well, I've heard good things. And obviously, when we're done in a few minutes with this, I know I'm going to go right into Conversations with Kimi.
Yes.
You mentioned that's on BroadwayWorld.com.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a couple of seasons of that mm-hmm. already under your belt. How did that get started?
Well, actually, it was through Kristen Huffman that it started. At first, Kristen had the idea to do it.
Was changing.
Yes,
so
my voice was
changing.
So
we wanted to make sure that during that time period, he had cool things to do.
Yes. So I started the show. Well, we started the show mm-hmm. with New Paradigm Theater and BroadwayWorld.com. And we created it for young leaders and people in the arts community to come on and to learn about how to get started in their community.
He's been in Broadway dressing rooms.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Phantom, Aladdin.
We went to King Kong.
Mm-hmm.
And we've also seen some TV people like Tamara Tooney.
Mm-hmm.
Renee Lawless, yes, of the Have and the Have Nots. It's been very fun with our seasons. Every year we try to do something different. Mm-hmm. This season we have a new director who's sitting right near us, but I don't think
Jeremy.
You guys can. Yes, Jeremy. And we also have a lot of teens behind the scene, mm-hmm. Also, and not just in the front.
And last year we won a grant from the National Endowment.
Yes,
in the,
we did.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Connecticut Department of Economic Development to help us with it.
Yes.
That's awesome. That's great. And I assume you got to still be in school. You're only 15 right now.
Yes, I'm still in school. I go to Cooperative Arts and Humanities High School in New Haven. And right now we're doing a show, Rent.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait to do that show.
Wow.
Yes.
He's busy.
I can't even think how you could possibly do all of that as a student, as an active high school student,
yes.
as a TV show host,
yes.
as a performer on stage,
yes.
like
as a board member,
and as a
board member, mm-hmm. as a writer.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you sleep?
No, I do get sleep. It's called being organized, and Kristen Huffman has showed me that.
I'm sure she'll hire you as her PR agent.
Through books, writing everything down, being organized, you can learn that through Conversations with Kimi, where we do teach that. So.
Excellent. Well, Kimi and Miss Claus, rehearsals are well underway.
Yes.
And December 14th, we finally open. Have yourself a jazzy little Christmas. It's the New Paradigm Theater's annual holiday show, Saturday and Sunday, December 14th and 15th at the Fairfield Theater Company.
And they
Company.
Can get mm-hmm. actual tickets at the Fairfield Theater Company box office.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
you just
great.
Call there and get them.
And how do they follow you guys, social media and all that jazz?
We have a website.
Yep, and we have an Instagram, New Paradigm
and
Theater.
And a Facebook page.
And a Facebook
but
and a Twitter.
But nptheater.org is
yeah.
the...
Is the, website.
Yep, website. You actually manage. He manages
yes.
the...
I'm
the
website manager?
Yeah.
Not the website, but the social media.
Yeah, I'm the marketing head of the youth board, and I'm also the vice president, so yeah.
The busiest person yeah. in America.
Yeah.
Kimi, congratulations, Miss Claus. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you.
And we can't wait for the show in December.
Yes, thank you. I hope
there
you guys come
doodles.
To see us.